the law.
To drop you, Stevens.
Yeah, where'd you leave your car?
At Julie's. I let her drive it today.
I get it. Trying to buy the girl's attention, huh?
Yeah. No, I didn't need the car. I've been in court on that Sirocco stuff.
Oh, I guess we won't have any more trouble with him. What was his sentence?
Oh, just 25 years to life.
Even that isn't long enough. You know, I'll breathe a lot easier when they get Sirocco out of the city jail and behind the bars of a federal prison.
Well, Kempe, Swartz is taking him up tonight. I was down to jail for a statement.
Well, from Sirocco?
Yeah. You know, Sirocco will always make good copy for the newspapers.
Yeah, that's why he's so darn conceited.
Calling car 25.
You know, I wish Julie hadn't been mixed up in Sirocco's capture.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, during the trial, Julie received a threatening letter.
Yeah, but I think it was some crank. I don't think any Sirocco's gang sent it.
What's going on tonight?
What's going on? What do you mean, Benton?
Listen to Wallace. He's been broadcast and steady for the last 5 minutes.
Calling car 35. Calling car 35 at 1345 Woodman. Man beating woman at 1345 Woodman.
Swing the patrol car around, Benton. 1345 is in the other direction.
Number is that?
Yeah, it's 1341. Well, there isn't a 45 on the street. That address is a vacant lot.
All cars, calling all cars. A general alarm.
General alarm.
General alarm. At 10:15 p.m., Taylor Holohan and deputies O'Brien and Nixon were brutally slugged and beaten by gangsters in a spectacular break at the city jail. A break led by Emmanuel Sirocco.
Good heavens.
There are three getaway cars, all sedans, licenses unknown. Keep a sharp lookout, boys. Sirocco is at large. Stand by for further orders. Wallace.
Oh, I knew they'd never get Sirocco up to prison without trouble.
Calling cars 15, 19, 25, and 36.
What do you know
calling
about that anyway,
15, 19, 25, and 36. Cancellation of all previous broadcasts.
What do you know now?
Calling car 15, calling car 15, patrol intersection of Warren and Elwood. Calling car 19, calling car 19, patrol intersection at Crestview and Norton.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Boy, that's hot. Headquarters is thrown out of Dragnet.
Calling car 25, calling car 25, patrol intersection at Wilton and First. Calling car 36.
Getting near our territory.
36. Patrol intersection at Plymouth and 13th. Keep a sharp lookout, boys. You're in the direct path of the three getaway cars.
What did I tell you? Get this patrol car on the way.
Well, I'm doing it.
Cancellation of all previous calls.
Sure. Those were the cars Wallace had been keeping hot.
Yeah, too hot.
And what about our last car?
You mean the one we just went on?
Yes, Kim. Wasn't it a phony? 1345, right in the middle of a vacant lot.
Say, Benton, I bet you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Them cars was part of the jailbreak.
They was to keep the patrol car so busy Sirocco and his gang could get away.
Attention all cars, calling all cars. One getaway car containing three of the escaped convicts was captured by car 15 at Warren and Elwood. Good work, boys. Keep it up.
I'd say it was good work and fast enough, too.
A joyride, all
calling car 33, calling car 33. Getaway car, a dark sedan, license in the five column, 6 Victor 894. reported in your territory.
Well, headquarters has gotten the license number. That'll help some.
Calling car 33. Calling car 33. Getaway car, a dark sedan. License in the 5 column. 6. Victor 894. Look out, boys. This car is driven by Sirocco.
Sirocco, eh?
At least they know which
car he's driving. Car 34. Calling car 34. Getaway car. Car, a dark sedan. License in the 5 column. 6. Victor 894. Sirocco now reported in your territory. Getaway car speeding east on Norwal Drive.
Norwal?
Wallace.
Sirocco's getting close to us.
Yeah, right on the edge of our territory.
Calling car 35.
They was waiting for us.
Car 35. Sirocco reported in your territory. Stand by.
Hey, in our territory, yeah. But where?
Wait a minute, Kent.
Calling car 35. Calling car 35. Calling car 35. Getaway car driven by Sirocco. Last seen on Norwal Drive. 1300 block. This is your territory, boys. Watch for him.
We better be heading for Norwalk.
Yeah. Calling car 35. Calling car 35. Car 35. Patrol Norwalk until further notified. Getaway car driven by Sirocco has completely disappeared.
Disappeared?
That is all.
Hey, I wonder what Sirocco's up to.
I got it. I know what he's up to. Norwalk Drive. He's heading for Julie.
Good heavens.
Step on the gas pedal. We may not be too late.
Miss Julie Allen, eh? I was most fortunate to find you home.
But what are you going to do with me? Why have you brought me out here to the garage?
You are a very much admired by Officer Kemp. Are you not? And Officer Kemp would do anything to see you are safe, eh?
Well, of course Fred would, but...
Yeah, well, I am sorry. I must tie you up like this. It's the only way.
Sirocco, the patrol car. A 35's here, just over.
Quick, Ed. You and the other men have your instructions. Get those officers.
Don't shoot them. Look out! Fred!
Julie!
Thank you, Miss Allen. You have done just what I want you to do.
Julie, where are you?
Here in the garage.
Stick them up, your coppers. That's it. Now, Joe, face them. Get their gats and that newspaper guy, too.
On my left here.
Shut up!
Oh, Sirocco, you did carry out your threats.
Yes, it's me, Sirocco.
You've got Julie in there, in that garage.
Yes, I have, Miss Allen. So far, she has not been harmed.
Now, what do you intend to do with her?
Miss Allen was once so kind as to assist in my capture. I thought perhaps she might like to assist in my escape.
Are you such a coward that you have to hide behind a girl's skirts to get through the police lines that you must have a hostage?
Well, I shouldn't call her a hostage.
What was she then?
A guarantee, my friend. Merely a guarantee.
Why, you...
And one other request.
Yes?
I should say two requests.
Well, what are they?
The use of your patrol car.
You want 35?
Yes, at the present, my car is most unpopular. Also, I want your coats and caps.
Yeah. All right, Muggs. Off with them. Give me those coats.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. And now, please, the caps.
Yeah, there you are, sir.
Stay where you are, too. You stay where you are. One false move would be most unpleasant.
All right, Ed, get the gal.
Look, they got her. They've got Julie.
Bound and gagged.
Look, they're carrying her out. Put her in the back seat of the patrol car.
Don't be a fool, Kemp. You've got to stay here.
Now remember, my friend, her life or Sirocco's.
One of them. It must be the other one.
Now, what are you turning here for?
This road cuts off about 2 miles to Longport.
Longport?
Sure. Wasn't that the direction Sirocco took before?
Gee, it's a lonely road. Hey, Benton, look.
Where?
To your left.
swinging in from that side road. The patrol car.
Yep, it's 35.
My hunch was right, wasn't it?
And there comes another car.
A black sedan.
Slow down, Benton. It's another patrol car. I hope they withhold fire. Boy, I hope they follow Wallace's instructions.
Look at them come.
And they're heading straight for 35.
Hey, look out. They've got machine guns.
Good Lord. It's the other getaway car. Sirocco's own men firing on him.
Julie, what about Julie? Now look out, Benton. They're going to go into the ditch. Oh, come on, Benton, come on.
Careful, take it easy, friend.
Yes, yes, but what about Julie?
Come on. Stick him up. Stick him up, Sirocco. Stick him up.
So, I lose again, eh?
If Julie's hurt, I'll...
Gonna look in the car. You will not find Julie there.
Well, what have you done with her?
No, that is not Julie.
Good night, he's right. It's a dummy.
Come on, Sirocco. What have you done with the girl?
She is a home safe. Safe in her garage where my men left her.
Yeah, but we saw you put her in the back seat of the patrol car.
No, that was... He's a dummy dressed in her coat.
What?
You call Sirocco a coward. Remember, copper? But Sirocco... would never hide behind the skirts of a woman.
Attention all cars, calling all cars. Stand by for an important announcement.